Growing up in South Africa, the concept of homeschooling was unknown, at least in the circles we moved. It was only when on the mission field that I met a variety of families doing it. As a qualified teacher, it was an intriguing idea that very much appealed to my passions. I did all kinds of combinations and loved them all, homeschooling only, putting the kids back in a local Zambian school for grades R, 1 and 2, and then homeschooling in tandem with various overseas volunteers for the next 7 years before putting them back into a local government high school in South Africa. It taught me to walk in the spirit, trust God with every decision, and ensured epic family adventures. Then there were the unforgettable books we read, for I chose to do a literature-rich program based on the philosophy of Charlotte Mason, a brilliant and gifted teacher. She pioneered an approach far beyond her time, unknowingly impacting generations to come. God is concerned with the heart and tells us to guard it as everything we do flows from it. Thus, as parents and grandparents, teachers and caretakers, we should understand the grave importance of shepherding the heart of the next generation. It is this straightforward approach that undergirds the whole Charlotte Mason philosophy and sunlight curriculum I so love. I am also an avid follower of Sally Clarkson and her daughter Sarah, whose books and blogs are invaluable tools to help us nourish our families in every season. And therefore this month's basket is dedicated to teachers devoted to raising the next generation, whether serving in public schools or at home. And yet today I will focus on homeschool mothers. Mothers are as close to real-life angels as you can get, and that they are still mortal human beings who get stressed, distracted, tired, and occasionally sick. A breakaway from home duties, homeschool lessons, even from husband and kids, will do her a world of good. Please make this gift idea priority number one, especially here at the end of the year, whether for a day, a weekend, or a couple of days. There are all kinds of options, like having her kids over for the weekend, whisking her away on an adventure, or making your guest room available. I liked all of the above, although the idea of silence and solitude after a hectic year does sound like heaven to me. I remember how such a change of pace and scenery helped me to refocus on God, as I intentionally made sure I was putting Him and His kingdom first. All seemed to fall into place automatically. It was often during these times, as I did some unschooling myself, that God blessed me with new strategies and fresh insights for the year ahead, not just for homeschooling, but for our family as a whole and myself as an individual. I fondly remember spontaneous gatherings of various pockets of homeschool mothers sharing successes and failures. Very aware that each family has its dynamics, challenges, and seasons, we were very respectful of each other as we eagerly listened and learned. I always left inspired, rejuvenated, and full of fresh ideas for the new year as I sat at the feet of godly friends and experienced mothers, for many had already trailblazed where I was about to walk. Often a burden was lifted, a vision restored, hope generated, and a passion rekindled. Mums who homeschool tend to put themselves on the back burner and their hobbies on sabbatical. Whether it is a creative bend, a sports ability, or an intellectual pursuit, it is essential to know when is the right time to invest in yourself. As we steer our children through their growing up years, a new dimension and fresh approach are often needed. I remember taking a mid-week break 1 year to attend a 3-day seminar on writing children's books. It was quite an adventure and I thoroughly enjoyed it all. The daily carpool there and back, the variety of lecturers that included university professors, public house representatives, illustrators and successful authors, as well as my fellow wannabe writers. We had big dreams, little experience and lots to laugh about. I'm sure you have some great gift ideas yourself. Please go ahead and bless a friend, a mentor or yourself with a much needed break.